Okay, call our meeting to order. We've got the agenda review at 8:30. And I'm just saying it, looks like we've got plenty.
The CID hearing, I know that's going to go long. From the board appointments, I don't know if I put this on or not, but all I was going to do was bring up all the vacancies that we have and make basically a statement for people to submit some stuff to the commission office.
Hope either, it'd make the paper.
And ask the paper to press it. But
yeah.
I just got this list from Jillian yesterday. I shouldn't say just. It took a while for her to compile it. But currently we have one vacancy on the IDA. We have two positions that are expired on P&Z. BOE, we have two positions that are expired. I know Mr. Oliphant wants to be reappointed, and Donna is saying that we need to appoint one on Monday, but I'm not ready to do that, so we'll just have to operate with a four-person board. We can do that, could we not?
Well, the statute does say that you're supposed to appoint on the second Monday in January.
Okay, I have names, but I haven't
even talked. On the BOE?
Yeah, I looked at the statute,
okay.
And it says second Monday in January.
Okay.
This would be the second Monday in January.
Well, right. I have a name of somebody I would like to talk to and see if they're interested, but I know Dave said he's interested in reserving, which is, I was fine with Dave's.
Do we know what the terms are?
Term is a one-year term?
Yeah, it says that the original ones were staggered, so you need to know how much is left on the terms.
On BOE?
Yeah, do we know?
No, BOE is all one-year terms, is what what it says.
I don't have my statute.
Well, Jillian pulled the statute for BOE.
Okay.
And that's what it says. They're all one-year terms for the people.
Right. Now, the...
But anyway, I guess the only ones that pressing is the SB 40 board. That's not pressing as much as the BOE board member.
I've worked on the SB 40, 20, whatever.
Is it, it's SB 40?
SB 40.
Okay.
But I'm not totally ready myself. I may be able to get ready today, but...
I mean,
we can always table it if that's what
we
want.
Well, we don't even have it on the agenda. That's not the time limit on those. I guess it is development disabled is on there, but the whole purpose was just to either appoint a BOE member, which if we have to, we have to. Otherwise, just bring everyone's attention to the positions.
Yeah.
That's, we've got,
that's what I thought you were doing, Jim, was the...
Well, that's all I was doing, and then Donna sent an email to let us know that we have to have someone appointed on Monday.
And when she sent the email, I checked the statute, and it looked like
it was
the case.
We've got two vacancies, or two appoints for sewer, and then one for park board. Those are all the openings we have right now. But I guess if we're going to, we need to discuss BOE members.
Monday?
We have to appoint someone Monday. So we'd have to discuss, to talk to people today and then make some recommendations. But
yeah,
I mean, I can tell you who I'm thinking about. I'd like to see Kelly Trimble on it. From an appraiser perspective, he would be a different perspective. It'd be on... that's the person I thought about was him. If not, maybe a school board member, maybe. That would be always interesting because they're affected.
Well, there's a restrictive.
I don't know that you can have a school board member.
I think there's a restrictive number.
Okay.
There is a list.
Of who's we can't and all that. But anyway, Kelly Trimble's one that was the first on my list, but I haven't even talked to Kelly about it.
Yeah.
I know he's expressed interest in the past about serving, but that's all I've got right now for BOE people.
Location-wise, is if what we did on the park board, we tried to pick people out of different locations. I'd like to see who's not...
It's just Dave. On BOE, it's just Dave.
I know, but that is another issue that I don't think that has to be location-wise, but on P&Z and...
On those guys, yeah. There's
on the park board, we tried to use people with... certain locations, you know, that were located in certain parts of the county,
right,
to be represented. And I don't know who the resigned person is, because I know that we appointed
We can look at, like at PNC, we can look those up. I mean, the only thing that I was hoping to do is if BOE is the issue, then Bob, are you looking up BOE stuff, or what are you looking up?
I'm going to switch my computer.
Do you guys have any names for BOE members?
I had one, trying to remember, I know one suggestion I had. Don't want to mention them right now.
Okay.
My wheels are turning on Kelly. I had a lot of Kelly. He'd certainly be good, I would think.
Be highly qualified, you just have to worry about conflicts and what he wants to do it instead of making money being in front of you.
That's just what I was getting ready to ask you, Bob, if I could, was...
But I don't think any of his appraisals came before the BOE. This year.
What besides an appraisal would conflict him? Thank you.
Well, what if he made a decision as a member of the Board of Equalization and then somebody came to try to hire him to do an appraisal to appeal the decision of the Board of Equalization and the State Tax Commission? It could create him problems where he might not be able to make money and other things. So I don't know. If he's willing to do it, it'd obviously be a good choice.
Yeah.
I have four or five names that I've been thinking about, but you know, my thing is if we can only appoint on the second Monday, that means we'd be a four member board all year, and that doesn't give us a lot of flexibility.
The other question is, do you want to do something way out there?
A lot of first class counties don't have the commission serve on BOE. They pick five people from different occupations, and they're the BOE, and that way BOE decisions are not political. I know quite a few counties that do that, that I've asked.
Well, doesn't mean it's not political. It's still it's not political.
As political, or different political. But that means we'd need five members for Monday. And once again, you know, I haven't talked to anybody. I mean, I didn't know this was a hard date.
It's a matter of whether it's mandatory or directory. I don't think anybody's going to tell you because you didn't appoint on Monday that you can't then appoint to a position that needs to be filled. So I think they'd find that it was directory and not mandatory. And it also says that if there are any vacancies due to resignation or something else, and I'm going from memory, that the commission appoints them.
Right.
Well, this wouldn't be due to a resignation or that other thing, but...
Right.
I would say you can appoint any time, but they're directing you that they want you to do it on the second Monday in January.
Well, are we comfortable with reappointing Dave?
Yeah, I am.
It's fine. Okay. Have we got a... does Donna... Is there a large agenda?
Thursday there is. Not on a large, but there's stuff on Thursday, which is our BOE day.
Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Well, I guess my question is, we can decide that later. On board appointments, how do you want it? Do you just want to list it that way, and we'll just talk about all the positions, and then...
Anyone interested, contact the county commission, and I'd like for it to get the media that way, and then that way we have people out there that...
Right, if they want to supply some information, that'd be great. And then we got the Oakwood Drive vacation, I guess. That was what we tabled from last Monday, is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
And I've had emails back and forth since then, and it looks like it was a project that was approved through planning and zoning. They have a cul-de-sac there, I think, would interfere with what their project was that has already been approved. It's already been approved as adequate access. So I think we're good to go if nobody objects.
Okay. And the next one is tax exempt property.
That was myself. I put that on there. I had a suggestion I wanted to throw out on. Initiated with the Kanakuk issue, and just wanted to throw something out there on the table to talk about.
Is it just Kanakuk you're talking about then?
No, it's not really. It's not Kanakuk. It is initiated by the Kanakuk issue. Had a suggestion, I think pretty decent. Wanted to kick that around a little bit.
Is there anything I need to be prepared for, or is it just discussion?
Just getting it on the table and getting thoughts and
okay.
Don't think there's any preparing to it.
I just got a text to call Gary Anderson. That's going to be a big deal on Monday also, and it's the
CID.
The CID hearing is probably going to be several people come in and object to a certain extent because there hasn't been real good communication. And I talked with Gary yesterday, and I'm going to talk with him again, evidently. He sent me some materials. He said it would be good if you open the hearing with the first thing we're going to do is have a presentation made and call upon Gary or Gilmore and Bell, and they might be able to explain 95% of the issues that the people are complaining about. The problem is we got some questions. I went over to the clerk's office at the clerk's request to meet with some people that came in with some concerns. I told them to get in touch with Tim Mahoney. Evidently, Tim Mahoney was out of the country.
So he didn't answer the questions, so they feel like they're ducking him.
So now, yeah.
Okay.
Is that why you said, Jim, I was going to ask that question, you said that you thought the Sid, I think it was your first comment, it was going to take a long while?
Yeah.
And you agree with that, Bob, from what you just said?
It could, yes.
Some people that live out at Branson Creek, and said, I'm being pulled out of the CID. What does that mean to me? All my neighbors weren't told. And so either they were notified and they didn't, or no, I don't know what the process is, but there was just...
Are they going to be disadvantaged by being put out of the CID if they're still in the Homeowners Association? And are there any advantages to them staying in? Are there any disadvantages to them going out? You know, and all that just needs to be explained to them. And they may still object, but probably not.
I think it'll all work itself out fine, but I just think the communication, there was some breakdowns, and that's... There's some more questions, and
which you've talked to Gary Anderson, and he's going to be here, as far as you know.
Yes, and okay. I just got an email.
I'm sure Jim will be here.
It says, call Gary Anderson. I got it like 20 seconds ago, or 20 seconds before we started this topic.
All right.
FEMA discussion?
Whose is that?
Don't remember it. FEMA discussion.
Let me call Nikki. Maybe it's something we have to have posted that we didn't know. I'll call her. I know the Sand Bay Road easement is just a formality.
Right.
And full flood control is something that Donna sent out, yesterday or the day before?
Don't know anything about that either.
That's, it's lease receipt. That is a Donna Neely requirement, I think. I mean, I hate to say Donna Neely. It's a clerk requirement. Let me call upstairs real fast.
As you're calling, we are practicing whoever puts these on the agenda. The girls are putting their names on the request.
Yeah, on the requests upstairs.
Okay.
Jim, can you find out who put FEMA discussions
Bob,
on the agenda?
On the issue that was brought up yesterday with the Corps of Engineers, and they had Taney County, Arkansas on there, and did you get in touch with the proper authorities to get... A description and
okay.
I delegated a little bit. Julie was doing a great job with that. She talked to Gina Fielder down in the realty office down in Little Rock. We thought about recording it. We didn't know where the final copy should go, whether it should go to Donna or with us. And I said, well, if this is an easement, maybe we should record it. Well, we brought it over to see if it could be recorded. It wasn't notarized. We noticed, or Jillian noticed that it said, or maybe somebody at the recorder's office knows that it said Taney County, Arkansas. So they got that page fixed, and it's at Taney County, Missouri. And there's some other things that would need to be fixed if it were going to be recorded, but I think we came to the conclusion after talking to Bob Dixon that this is really an agreement. It's not really your classic easement situation. So we're going to leave it deposited with Donna with a copy with our office, and we're not going to record it. Normally, I don't think they record it because they said that they don't normally have a notary on there. If they don't have a notary for their signature, then it's not a situation where I think any state would record those documents.
Did they have a designated, and I'm sure they did, do you know where the property easements that they were requesting that we, I guess, sign off on or what? Where they were from?
These were the finished contracts of the ones that we did. Remember, we changed the site-specific plan with the rocks on the side and the ditches and all that sort of thing.
Although these are those.
Yeah.
See, there's several more that are in the play, and the reason I think that they got mixed up was because I thought this was the one that concerned Mr. Yarger and those people on Lightning Springs Road, Shady Springs Road, and those crossed.
I'm going to have these documents in front of me before I can talk more intelligently.
That's what I'm wanting to know, is if this is, if that's what this is that we're talking about, instead of the ones that we anticipate being the ones that were brought before us before, because they were going to handle those and give those people assurance that it would be taking place here shortly. So that's what I want. And by being two, it made me think that it was Shady Springs and Lightning Springs, maybe. And instead of the three, that would have ordinarily been the ones that we've already handled.
James put the FEMA discussions on the thing. What are we talking about?
I've had several people ask me why on the east end that it's their responsibility to find FEMA's floodplain, find the location, and to determine it privately.
Okay.
When
versus
the county dumped FEMA, and it's supposed to be going through our planning and zoning department, but I've had two or three people ask me why.
Okay. Well, that's a question that could probably be answered by contacting Eddie and having him contact SEMA, and they could probably tell you why. Probably has something to do with the maps, and they probably have more detailed maps in the Branson area than they do out in the county, and because they don't have the detailed maps in order to find out exactly what the situation is. Prior to having the detailed maps, you had to do that even in like the Branson area or the Kirbyville area.
Well, what the deal is, the calls have been made by those individuals, and the calls have been made by me with no satisfaction.
To SEMA?
FEMA.
Yeah, well, SEMA is the Missouri.
We can talk about it. I think it'd be fine to talk about it. I've had some experience, and it's not just the east, it's the west. We've had terrible problems. There's been a few people on the west where they redid the maps,
yeah,
and they were wrong, clearly wrong. I mean, they had the floodplain on a bluff and silly things like that, and the taxpayer has to go through survey and prove that they're wrong. I mean, anybody falling off a log can see that they're wrong. So I'm not sure what your issue is, but it's not just an east issue, I don't think. If you want to talk about it, it's all right with me.
Well, all refis on the east end is going to be up to that.
Right.
Anybody trying to refinance their home, mm-hmm, falling under that, they've got the responsibility to prove. And that's what I was going to talk about.
We're not going to be able to talk intelligently unless we get the information prior to you bringing up the topic. I don't think anybody here is prepared at the present time to talk about it intelligently unless we prepare for the meeting.
Whatever you want to do, guys. I mean, I will be able to add 2 cents to the conversation. What do you want to do, Danny?
I think it probably needs to be brought to somebody's attention, but okay, we need to have our ducks in a row. I don't know. Is somebody going to take on the responsibility to get in touch with FEMA? And
kind of short notice, but...
Well, we won't be able to talk to them today. I mean, but if you want to bring it... I mean, I'd like to be more prepared.
You want to wait to do that the week from Monday where we have more time to...
I don't care. I actually had the gentleman that's in question right now told me 5 questions he'd just like to have answered. Eddie has been approached.
Okay.
Actually, Eddie would be wanting to answer some of this.
Yeah, he's the guy that knows most, I think, in the county. Probably.
This gentleman said all Eddie did for him was just hand him a bunch of papers and said, you'll have to do that.
Well, I think it's something that needs to be addressed, definitely needs to be addressed, but I think when we address the public with it and it makes the newspapers, then when it's brought up, it's definitely going to make the news media, that we need to have the right answers. And so if we want to wait till a week from Monday to where it makes the news media at an appropriate time, if you want to call, and I had a call from a gentleman in the east. So if you want to make a few phone calls and tell them that we're going to bring this up a week from Monday, I think it would be better than coming up and saying, well, I don't know, and I can't get this answer from this one or that one, and add to the confusion. I think it'd be better off to wait till a week from Monday, and we may not have any more answers than we do today, but at least we've tried.
Well, I mean, we might want to schedule Eddie on it, too, because Eddie is...
Well, somebody...
And it,
Somebody could email Eddie right now and tell him we need him to be ready to talk about...
But not this Monday. You're saying just
a week from Monday.
Push it back a week. Okay.
Which is what, the 18th?
Yeah, but I think it's a holiday, so it'd be that Tuesday, so,
yeah.
Which is fine.
Does that affect their... I mean, are they waiting on an insurance deadline? I just wonder.
It's in their finances and their pocketbook, and this is getting up a little free.
Well, asking
I know.
Us... Asking us the questions is not going to get his questions answered on Monday if we don't have the answers. So, I mean, basically, if he needs them answered right away, he needs to work through Eddie and see if he can't get them answered.
Let's do this. Let's take it off this, put it on for Tuesday, tell Eddie to find answers for us. He's got a week to find answers. And just give him a deadline to give us a report, what he found out.
Okay.
That way, he knows the most and probably needs to be
and prioritize it.
Right. So, with the exception of that, I would say then, is there anything else you need to be adding to the agenda?
The agenda right now. Can I draw your back?
Can't think of anything.
No. Okay.
Good for me. Make a motion to accept the agenda, except we're going to move the FEMA discussion until
the back
next week.
Okay.
Following week.
Second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Good. So that.
We
recess until 9 o'clock then,
yep.
Is that right?
That's right.
If you got anything emergency on the administrative, I think I've come up with something you guys need to
do. 9 o'clock. We can jump it.
Can you jump at 9?
Yeah. Our administrative is, I believe, is listed at 9 o'clock today.
Okay.
I'll take this up there and then